We are live once again at number one Cochran Nissan in Monroeville. Come on down. Check us out on William Penn Highway. Lots of great stuff going on here today until 1 o'clock for us, but it continues throughout the course of the day. It's part of number one Cochran's five-store Nissan Super Group, and they give you five times the pricing power, five times the selection, and five times the excitement. Great stuff available here. Over 650 new Nissans plus another 150 pre-owned vehicles. They got it all for you. It's called the Red, White, and New Celebration. Come on down in person. If not, you can go to 93.7 or number1cochran.com, Shop Expressway, whatever you want to do. They have multiple ways for you to get in touch with them, but in person is always the way I like to do it. I'm that way when it comes to the bank or anything else. I like to do it in person. I get lost on some of the internet stuff, so... But it's available to you any way you want to do it. 19 different brands, 50 dealerships throughout Western Pennsylvania and into Ohio with number one Cochran. So Bob Pompeiani here, flanked by Thomas Catanzarite, who's doing some of the work here in person. Joel Nelson back at the studio, and Joel will take your calls at 412-928-9370. That's the number to call. We had a good conversation going about the Pirates and whether or not they should do anything. A lot of people seem to think they're okay the way they are. I'm not one of them. I'm to the point where I want to see them do something to add on to this offense, which has been inconsistent. I know throughout the course of the Major League Baseball in general, offense is down. I don't know the reason. Strikeouts are up a lot again, year after year. But they need some help. They certainly do. They have too many platoon players who are occupying regular at-bats. And I say this with respect to people like Connor Joe, who's, I think, a really good guy to have on your team. But if you put him out there every single day, you're bound to get the results that you're getting, which is a decrease in production as the months have gone on. That's not his fault, but that's just the way it is. He's a good guy to have on your team. But when you put him out there a lot, I think some of the weaknesses maybe in his game are exposed. So they need more help. They need more bats, more guys who can help you through these situations, especially with Davis being out now and not being the kind of offensive force people thought he was going to be. With Jack Suwinski, same thing with him. He's been okay at times, but he's mostly not been. They expect a lot from Jack Suwinski. And if they're not getting offense from them, then you compound the situation with Ke'Bryan Hayes at third base. His offense is not what I thought people thought it would be. You got a lot of holes in that lineup. You need to fill them with people. Reynolds has gotten hot. That's a good thing. I think Cruz has another level to get to. And Andrew McCutchen at the top of the order has gone on base a lot. So they need bats. I hope they are proactive about it. What say you at 412-928-9370? That is the number to call. Want to remind you, too, that our fan text line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless they get money for you. And fan Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at SouthHillsKia.net. And our show always brought to you by number one Cochran Shop 24/7 with ExpressWayCochran.com. Bob Nutting spoke yesterday after they made an advertising deal with Sheetz. You'll see Sheetz on the sleeves of all the players, and that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. Some people do. Some people think it shouldn't go that way. But if you look around sports in general, this has happened. It started with NASCAR, IndyCar, and it's just progressed. It has to be the way it is. You're looking for different sources of income through advertising. And if it takes putting your name on a jersey, that's the way it is. The Penguins have helmets that say Bold on it. You're going to see more of it, not less of it. So I don't think that's anything that you can control nor worry about. But Bob Nutting, while there, did spend some time taking questions from reporters about what this season looks like. His words are incredibly important. Those are the words he used when he was asked about the time. And this is an opportunity. He wants them to take advantage of their window to become a contender. And I think that window is available right now to them, provided they do things to help this pitching staff. In our last hour, we were looking at innings because someone had brought up the possibility that the Pirates may shut down guys like Jared Jones and Paul Skenes. We've seen that. If memory serves, Steven Strasburg was shut down before they ever won a world championship. At the time, people didn't like it. But the next year, they came back and they were, strong. I'm not suggesting that these guys can't go deeper into a season. I think they can. But I also think that if you look at, if you want to be protective of their arms, look at what they did last year. Like Paul Skenes, as Tom has figured out here, went 122 innings in his last season down there at LSU. He had a lot of strikeouts, 122. This year he's up to 39 innings, so that's manageable. Jared Jones, 124 innings was the most he's had in a season. He's up to 42. They're going to – and that's why a lot of times you see six innings and nothing more from guys like that. Pitch counts do matter. I get all of that. But the key is to try to preserve them as they go forward. so that you can have them at the most meaningful times. I also want to get into the Edmonton-Florida series and your thoughts on it. And, you know, what would you rather be? Would you rather be Florida? Now, you got a game seven. You don't want one. You had a 3-0 series lead. So certainly the pressure is on them, but they're going to be at home. Versus Edmonton on a roll, outscoring them 18-5 over the last three games on the road, which I think is easier to play sometimes in Game 7. The Penguins have won all their Stanley Cups on the road. That doesn't mean they couldn't have won them at home. Game 5 of the San Jose series was Penguin-dominated, but they couldn't get a lot by Martin Jones that night. So what would you rather have? Would you rather be the home team in a Game 7 or a hot team like Edmonton heading into Game 7? Nobody's other than Stuart Skinner in goal, 4-0, facing elimination games. I didn't see that as part of his game. 928 save percentage. He has outperformed Sergei Bobrovsky in the last three games of this series. And also your Conn Smythe winner. Who would it be? You know, we've seen very few examples of guys who have been on a losing team yet get the MVP award. Connor McDavid could certainly be that guy. Florida needs their big guys to step up in this game. It should be fascinating on Monday night in Sunrise, Florida. 412-928-9370 is the number. Give us a call. Let's go to Bill in Charleroi. What's up, Bill? How are you today?
Good. Fine. Thank you, sir. Got a question. Are the Pirates the first one to put an advertisement on their uniform?
No. No, okay. I mean, it's been going on for a long time. Not just, you're talking about here?
Yeah, I mean in baseball.
No, generally. I mean, you're only going to see more of it, not less of it.
Okay, but are they the first ones?
No.
Oh, okay.
Are you of the mindset that it shouldn't happen, or do you like it or not like it?
Well, I don't know whether I do or don't. I don't think it hurts, really. I don't know. It's kind of funny to me that they're walking around with advertisement on their uniforms. I don't know. It's kind of strange.
Well, I look throughout all sports. Thanks, Bill, for the call. It is maybe strange to you, but it's been out there, and a lot of teams and leagues have promoted it because it's another way to get revenue. Any way you can get it. Thank you, Bill, for the call. Next destination is Houston. I assume that's Houston, PA. Daryl is on the line. What's up, Daryl?
Hey, Bob. No, it's Houston, Texas. How are you this morning?
Oh, okay, good. Got the Texas viewpoint coming into play.
Oh, for sure. And in terms of the patch, yeah, the Astros have been wearing patches. They've been wearing a patch for, you know, like probably about 5 years now. But yeah. Real quick, on the Pirates, a couple points I'd like to make, Bob, is one, they need to do something. But with that do something, they need to get somebody with a little attitude. They just don't need another melancholy player, just like a robotic. They need a A.J. Burnett type of attitude or a Russell Martin type attitude.
You don't think Paul Skeens has that attitude?
I do, but you only roll him out every 5 days or 6 days.
Burnett, too.
But Burnett has some equity in terms of being a veteran player. Mm-hmm. I think that's where I would differentiate the two. But a couple points that I noticed, and Dan Zangrilli mentioned it earlier this morning, that the Pirates are the worst two-strike baseball hitting team I've ever seen. Not only that, their approach to hitting, they're the worst team in missing pitchers' mistakes. I've never seen a pitcher make more mistakes than the Pirates just pop it up, foul it off, or look at it. It could be a 2-0 count, and the pitcher will throw a dead red fastball, and they won't do anything with it. And it's amazing that they miss so many pitchers' mistakes. And one last thing in terms of, and this is, I don't know if this is a big thing, but I think it's been overlooked a little bit. Ke'Bryan Hayes, what's up with his base running? I mean, he's got some bad reads over the last few weeks. He should have scored on that. How did he not score on the double yesterday? I don't know. That's an easy read. And that ball, ball rambled in the corner. Zwinski,
you're right.
Hit double down the right. You know,
well, I'm more concerned with his bat than his base running, though, aren't you? His bat is just they need more out of his bat.
I'm more concerned with his back than I am with his bat or his base running. I think that's going to be a chronic problem, and it's starting to impact his defense. And I think that's just going to be something that they really, really need to take a hard look at and maybe evaluating trying to move him before it gets, you know, even worse. Because you can see he's not getting the baseballs that he usually gets to with ease. And I'm sure that has something to do with his back issue. And you know, back problems, they don't get better. They get worse.
Yeah. So, let me ask you this, pro or con, do you want them to make a move? And if so, how big?
Oh, I want them to make a move. I definitely want
What would you be willing to give up?
I'm willing to give up. If you get somebody, like, let's say Black Guerrero, if you get somebody that has a few years that, you know, control and can bring some attitude and some pop to your lineup, I'm willing to give up one of the top five prospects.
And, yeah, I agree.
And that's just, you just gotta, I mean, that's the cost of doing business. And right now is the time to do it because you have, and it could be a pitcher. It doesn't have to be one. I mean, it's probably going to be one of your pitchers, and that's okay because you already have three pitchers right now that you're going to have locked down for 3 to 4 to 5 years. So the other two you can basically offset by.
Well, Fulter's been a good number four. I think he's given them, you know, he's been, and then Perez, he started the season, he got injured, Gonzalez, he had all these injuries. But, yeah, I think Fulter has been very good for them. They need one more, and it's a shame that Priester got hurt because he was going to be at least given that opportunity. But I'm not a big fan of bullpen games or openers. I'm okay with them once in a while, but I don't like it when you rely on it.
Yep, I don't like it either, Bob. I'm like, you just gave a game away yesterday. I mean, it's good. You know, if you got lucky to cut the first couple times you had, you know, bullpen games, but that's not what you don't need to have that as a regular part of your rotation is a bullpen game. That just doesn't make sense to me. They need to fix that. They need to fix that quick. And if they
Darryl,
need
thank it, you.
Perez,
I appreciate it.
All right, Bob. Be good, man.
Yeah, always good to talk to you. You always bring some good points to the table. Bob in Steubenville will likely do the same. He's next up right here on the Bob Pompeiani Shows. We're live at number one Cochran Nissan Monrovia. What's up, Bob?
How are you today?
Good. What's up?
Hey, just a couple touches on the Pirates. That one guy that called earlier about, you know, how long they're going to go with Skeens before they shut him down. I thought about that like last week, and I know they're not going to pull the trigger on a trade real fast, and we all wish they would. They need some bats, but I just wonder if that's in the back of their mind, like, okay, we got the pitching, but how long is this guy going to go? And if we make a trade, now we're shutting him down. You know what I mean? And I wondered if that factors into it. But I know one thing, I watch enough baseball and everything, and I know Rowdy's had some hard times here and everything, but I've seen enough of him play. And it seems like every time when he does do something good, a couple weeks ago when he hit that home run, they're chanting his name and all that, and then turns around, he had two out of three games here, he ran into that out one from second to third, and then he watched that home run the other day, he thought it was a home run. I mean, it's a lot of wasted money there, like with five or six guys that they could have probably went and got, a decent bat for. And
yeah, I think generally speaking, I agree with that. I would have put more money into someone with a bona fide resume. It's not that Rowdy Tellez doesn't have one because he had a couple of big years in Milwaukee. Just last year was not one of them. It was a bad year.
Yeah.
And maybe they thought they could get out of him what they had a few years ago with the right field porch, but it just hasn't worked out that way. And I'm not willing to say that he has got it to the point where I could expect from him what I've seen over the last couple of weeks. I'm not there yet. So that remains a concern.
I agree. Yeah, and one other thing. On one of the other shows, I can't remember who it was. I was driving around, and I was listening. I don't know if it was yesterday morning. I mean, on your program there, though, on your network. They were talking about, like, our top 10 prospects. And, like, the first six or seven, eight are all infielders. I mean, like, second and shortstop.
Yeah, they have a surplus of those kind of guys, which you would think would make some available in a trade.
Yeah, I mean, like, what, you know, okay, I think Nick Gonzalez looks like he's going to be really good. And, you know, if, Cruz gets it all together here, I think we're pretty well set there. Trade one of these guys. Let's go. I mean, what are we going to do? I mean, what are you going to do with them? Keep holding on, on to them when we can't even play them.
And if you thought there were guarantees that they would be here, you're still going to have a surplus. And sometimes you have to deal from a surplus to acquire something that right now is not working for you in another department. So thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it.
Okay.
I hope you have a good weekend. Mm-hmm. Anytime. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. Again, the fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they say there's never a fee unless they get money for you. Our show brought to you by number one Cochran. Shop 24/7 at expresswaycochran.com. More calls on the way until 1 o'clock. Your take on the Pirates. Game 2 of their series with Tampa Bay today, and it is Jared Jones on the mound. And they're certainly monitoring his innings pitched, as he has never pitched more than 124 in one season. He's up to 42 this year. How many will he be able to go? I hope more than that, because they need him all throughout the course of this season into, hopefully, a wild card playoff opportunity. We're also talking about who you like in Game 7, Edmonton or Florida. We'll get into that. A lot of things to talk about there. And just how good Mitch Keller has been for the Pirates over the last six starts. Nobody in baseball can match his numbers. That's a real good luxury to have for a guy who's right now maybe a two or a three, not your number one guy. And we'll also get into Nedeljkovic, signs with the Penguins. What does that mean for Jarry? What does that mean for Joel Blomquist? Want to hear from you at 412-928-9370 as we continue live here at number one Cochrane Nissan in Monroeville. Come down, check us out in person right here on William Penn Highway. The Bob Pompiani Show returns in just a moment. With the great Joel Nelson back at the station, handling all the ones and twos and all the calls coming in at 412-928-9370. Thomas Catanzarite is here with me, and we are live at number one Cochrane Nissan Monroeville, William Penn Highway. Come out in person, check out. They got a whole bunch of inventory here, 650 new Nissans plus another 150 pre-owned. And this is also their big red, white, and new celebration. You select vehicles that are marked with special tags indicating savings up to $1,000 off already reduced prices. And remember, these savings only available when you visit them in-store now through July the 6th. 412-928-9370. It's been busy. A lot of calls. Let's go back to it. Anthony in Oakland. Everyone wants to hear what Anthony says. What's going on, Anthony?
Thank you, Bob. Bob, I hope we don't see another year of when they play Tampa. It all falls apart, and then they fall back into oblivion. Seems to happen every year. We do some promise. They play Tampa. They get spanked, and it's all over. Now hopefully, they'll take these next two.
Okay, so your point being what?
I just hope they get it together, but I have no confidence in this manager. I feel, after 4 years, I've seen enough. Hopefully, after this year, they'll go in a direction and there's some fine guys out there, some veterans, even some young guys. Look at some of these organizations who have minor league clubs that do well, like the Braves and the Tampas and the Dodgers. Go grab one of their guys. They know.
Okay,
the land.
Anthony, you make it sound like you don't think they're a playoff team, correct?
I think the pitching is a playoff caliber, but the whole makeup of the team and the lack of fundamentals is kind of distressing, man. I mean, you expect more from this team. I mean, you go back to 79. When you had Joe Brown there, he saw, even though they were called the lumber company, he saw he could go still get another bat and move Barner to second and go get Matlock, who was having problems in San Francisco. That changed the team. Remember, they had
No, Bill Matlock, you get a four-time batting champ. I get it. But let me ask you this then. I look at this opportunity, and you said it just now, that you think their pitching is playoff capable, right?
Yes.
With the starters and the back end bullpen. Okay. So if you get into a best two or three, you would give them an advantage. So you would think they are legitimately a playoff team if they could get into a wild card. So let's say this exact same sequence is available as we get closer to the trade deadline, that they're on the outside looking in. However, the third and final wild card, they only have a half game to make up on these teams. If you're them at that point, and you're right there, You're going to tell me you're not going to make a deal? You're not going to be proactive?
Yeah, I'd make the deal now, Paul. Bob, I'd make it now. Bob, a 7 or 6 game winning streak puts you in that second position very quickly.
Absolutely. They're only a game and a half out of the second wild card.
Okay. But they don't have they don't show the consistency to put something like that together, and I think it all falls back on this manager. Look, the A's are so cash-strapped. You can pluck some of their studs right now for players and money. They want money.
What about the White Sox? They actually are worse than the A's.
Right, White Sox too. Those teams will take money also. So, but that's what innovating general managers do with ownership. They don't have that. I mean, I heard his talking points yesterday. Now implement them. You're the boss. What do you mean you go tell him this is what you want?
Yeah, I agree. I've been proactive, and I don't want to wait. If you wait, you're going to invite competition and a bidding. And that when that happens, you possibly have to give up more. I know that the general consensus is people don't talk trade at this point of the season in June. But if you're proactive, you can create something if you call one of these teams and are willing to part with some of the assets you think are important to your future. Because, I don't know. I've been around a long time just like you, Anthony. I hate talking about the future all the time. You got to talk about present sometime. You got to talk about now. To me, now is the time for them to do something in a wide open opportunity to get into a playoff.
Yeah, it's right there for the taking if somebody takes advantage of it. And I don't have the confidence in this organization to do it. Because, Bob, I called you a couple weeks ago. Trevor is, if it were me, Trevor Bauer would be on this team right now.
Oh, me too.
We don't have
absolutely.
We don't have to go through that other nonsense about, what was it, bullpen days. What do you mean bullpen days? We got a former Cy Young winner who's sitting down there in Mexico. He'd be on my team right now.
And he said he'd work for veteran minimum. So he would come back and do that. I would have done that at the beginning of the season. Absolutely. Once he got exonerated of all this stuff and it doesn't seem like it's absolutely I would have done it. Anthony, thank you for the call. Appreciate
Thanks,
it. All right, 412-928-9370. Let's go down to Fort Lauderdale, home of the Panthers. Mark joins us right now. Mark, what do you got for Game 7?
I like the Panthers. I think it's a tough travel back for, you know, Edmonton to come here, and I do think the goaltending will turn for the Panthers. But I wanted to ask you about the Bucco. Last week I was in Jacksonville, saw Indianapolis, and Matt Korski's got 15 homers. He's got a 770 OPS. I realized he was drafted by the Huntington regime, a second-round pick out of the University of Indiana. Why isn't he not getting a shot up there? I mean, he seems to me like an in-house guy that should be looked at. And other than three players.
They got rid of Jake Lamb, though, surprisingly, didn't they? Where did he go?
Well, he had in his clause, Bob, that he could be unconditionally released last week.
Yeah, I saw that, and I thought he was another guy who could have maybe helped. Who knows? I mean, Gorski's hitting the ball hard, absolutely. I don't know.
There's three guys in the Pirates system that I say are untouchable. Everybody else is fair game, but I applaud. I kind of disagree with a lot of callers. I applaud what Ben's done in building up the system. But I saw Braxton Ashcroft last week. This guy's real. Scouts tell me Thomas Harrington is the best pitcher in their system, and Bubba Chandler is really lighting it up. If you watch his numbers recently at Altoona, other than those three, I think, you know, everybody's fair game if they're right call. But Josh Bell would be a good fit to go back to Pittsburgh. He's really playing hard down here in Miami, or Jake Berger. Either one of those guys would be a great fit for the Pirates.
I like Berger. I like both of them, and I think they could be an upgrade. And I don't think it'll cost you all that much either for those two.
Well, Bell's a free agent, so he's a rental. But I mean,
yeah, but
I think Berger,
all the more reason why it won't cost you all that much, you know. So
I
just
think
bring
Berger
him up
has
here.
One more year on his contract. Yeah. But they're both good guys. They both play hard, and they look good in black and gold. And last question for you, real quick: have the Steelers named a successor to Bill Hillgrove yet?
No, not yet. So we're getting closer to the time.
I hope you get the job. I really do. You deserve it.
I appreciate it. But I know there are a lot of good candidates, and I'm just honored to be in the conversation, Mark.
Well, I love your preseason work. I love all your work in general. But to me, you would fit the tradition of Joe Tucker, Jack Fleming, and Bill Hillgrove. You'd be a great fit to that tradition.
Well, thank you. Mark, I appreciate the kind words. And thank you for listening to the program here. Have a great day down there. We'll see what happens in Game 7. Will in Beaver County is on the air right now. What's up, Will? How are you?
Hey, Bob, I got a question for you. Kind of about Jared Jones, kind of about the pitching altogether. Really, today is when I first heard about shutting these guys down towards the end of the season. So my question for you.
Well, they haven't said that. I'm just telling you that it will be a conversation point at some point, I would imagine.
Okay, so we'll skip on that part. But
No. What would be your take? Again,
well,
Jones
take,
is
well,
most he's ever pitched is 124 innings in 1 year. He's up to 42 now. Let's say it gets over that, you know, and you're still in, you know, early September. I don't know what they'll do.
Right, right.
What would you do?
That's the tough part. It depends on kind of where you're at because, you know, and if you go out and get a big name in a trade, why would we shut these pitchers down later on if we're trying to get there? And that would be my concern is, do we go make these big trades thinking that there's a possibility we're going to shut these guys down if we're in contention?
Very valid point.
And that's tough on me to think. So they got to be thinking ahead. And in all reality, okay, with Jared Jones, are we propping him up a little bit more than he deserved just because of the way he came out? Is he getting overshadowed? I don't see the numbers in front of me. Is he not getting the run production? But there's definitely something where when he pitches, it's not as exciting as it was when he first came up. It's not as automatic.
I would expect you'd see the same with Skeens. He's been one time around here. I think, you know, Jones, the other teams work hard at trying to identify what these weaknesses are if you have them. Skeens offers you a lot of different kinds of pitches. Jones has not as many, But if he locates, he'll be successful. But if you don't, they're major league hitters. They're going to hit you once in a while. So I haven't lost any enthusiasm for Jared Jones. I still think he's very poised. He's going to have to go through some of this stuff up and down, and so will Skeens. And that's how you find out and get better, you know, about yourself. The only way you find out is through some failure. And then you try to change what you're doing to avoid more failure.
And does one bat really make the biggest difference? Like, I know we're so excited to hear this one name and this whole thing, or are they going to kind of good seem like in the, 13 to 15 years, we were picking up multiple guys. It was like multiple guys that were helping. It wasn't, yeah. I've heard a lot about one guy or like, we need this guy or this guy. It just doesn't seem to me with what we have right now that one guy is going to do it.
And you may be right, Will. Back then it was Marlon Byrd and Justin Morneau and others. They brought in Happ to pitch. They brought in Archer. Those were by trades or acquisitions. But, I think one belt would help. It would depend on who that bat is and how significant he would be. If you can get a real good – again, I threw out Alonso as an example of somebody who could really help. But I don't know what it would cost to get him, knowing that he's a free agent at the end of the year. The Mets haven't been able to sign him, but the Mets are still involved in this wild card race. They need him. So – how much would it take to get him if they feel like, I don't know, they may just decide we're just going to go with him and at the end of the year we'll try to deal with him, but he's a free agent at that point. They may lose him for nothing. So,
yeah,
I don't know, but I think he could make a big difference. If you get a bat that can, hit the kind of home run power he would deliver, that would help.
Somebody like him would absolutely make a difference, but, yeah, it doesn't seem hopeful that we would get someone like that. One other question I have in Bob Nutting's talking points, it really seemed as if he gave the green light, and it's like, so now if this doesn't work, are we looking at Charrington? Is that kind of where we? I understand he's the boss, but the way he was talking, he's like, I'm ready to go. We're ready to spend. We're ready to, and then it's like, now are we just passing the buck down, and we're looking at Charrington like, okay, well, now it's your turn.
Well,
we've heard from the man.
Right. I think that, but he also was mindful of the future. He kind of went and played it right down the middle, which I guess he has to do, but I think there is definite urgency here. I do. I think he knows it. I think they all know it. So we'll see what that translates into at the trade deadline. Will, thanks for the call. I'm up against the break. And Kurt and Wes Mifflin, hang on. We're going to get to you after the break. But that's going to be the $64,000 question. What do they do? How urgent are they at an opportunity where they're right there knocking on a door to get to a three-game playoff? Really interesting stuff as time goes on. Today it's Pittsburgh and Tampa Bay over at PNC Park. We begin at 3 with Dan Zangrilli. Right after me, it's the return of Folesy. Matt Cole will be on the air from 1 to 3, and then Zangrilli, followed by the game. We're taking more calls up until 1 o'clock right here. Kurt, you'll be next. Call more at 412-928-9370 right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. A big thank you to everyone here at number 1 Cochrane Nissan Monroeville. Our fan live broadcast here. We'll do another one next week. And if you're looking for some great stuff, come to number 1 Cochrane Nissan in Monroeville. It's part of number 1 Cochrane's 5-store Nissan Supergroup. It gives you 5 times the pricing power, 5 times the selection, 5 times the excitement. 650 new Nissans plus another 150 pre-owned. It's all part of their red, white, and new celebration going on through July the 6th. 412-928-9370. A lot of calls, little time. Let's get to Kurt in West Mifflin. Hey, Kurt.
Hey, what do you say there, Pop?
What do you say, Kurt?
Hey, if they want to fix the rotation, they just signed Trevor Bauer. They'll take care of it. He's not going to cost them a lot, only half a season. They got that guy that they signed to use to pitch for New York. He's no angel. I mean, there's no reason why they can't do that. That'll take care of one of the big problems they have right now.
They should have done it at the beginning of the season. They would have had his fifth starter all for the whole year. They could have done that.
Right. And if they want to help out the outfield, we're not getting much production, get that guy Blade from Oakland. We've heard all this same snake oil from Nutting for years and years, so I'll believe it when I see it.
Thank you, Kurt. Appreciate the call. Now we're on to some hockey talk with Ryan in New Jersey, and they just picked up a big goaltender. He's 34 years old, Jacob Markstrom. I don't know how much of a difference he will be, but Ryan, what's going on?
Bob, I can't believe I went on with you and sung Bob's praises last week, and then he just basically melted like the Wicked Witch of the West. But anyway, I guess that's why they play the games.
Stuart Skinner is now trumping him big time.
The second goal last night, Bob was so far off his angles, he made Adam Henrique look like Mike Bossy. That was. I mean, obviously, he's a big problem. But
well, it's a two-on-one, though, also. You know, I mean,
he was way off his angle. I mean, like, Matt Murray class off his angles, not to bring up bad stories. But anyway, I think what happened was Florida was playing an excellent game. They were, as I said, they were heavying them, and I think they ran out of gas because now they can't heavy them anymore. And once that happens, the skill is taken over. And, yeah, I guess that's why they play the games. But you never know in a game seven. A couple bounces here or there. See what happens.
I think that's the right observation. I think Edmonton has withstood a lot of the aggressive forechecking and the physicality of this series, and they have now taken over from a skill position. And less guys like Barkov and Carter Verhaeghe and Sam Bennett and Reinhardt, they have to all start doing what they haven't been able to do in the last three, and that's put the puck in the net.
Yeah, they look a step slower. That's the problem. I just don't think they can keep up anymore. But anyway, the reason I called after they signed Nedeljkovic, which surprised me, first off, I mean, they got to get Jarry out of town. They got to buy him out if they can't trade him, because you just cannot put a guy in there that isn't consistent and doesn't instill confidence.
Well, wait a minute. You're telling me you would rather have Nedeljkovic and Blomqvist?
No.
That's it.
Yes. I would probably rather have the AHL guy and Nedeljkovic. I mean, Sullivan sat Jarry for 6 weeks. I mean, is there any coming back from that? Is there really any coming back from that? You can say all the right things. You can quote stats. You can talk about, oh, we believe in him, blah, blah, blah. He's still young. But the reality is something happened, and I think it was when you were in the Caribbean a number of weeks back. Josh Yeo said that Malkin and Letang, I think Letang said it, that when they were negotiating their extensions, part of it was they wanted Mike Sullivan as their coach. That ticked me off to no end. You want to talk about country club? You got 35-year-old guys picking their coach. I've been a diehard Pens fan since a French Canadian guy showed up into town. And let me tell you, if this is a victory tour where I got to turn on guys talking about how great Crosby is every night for the next 3 years while they sink lower and lower, then the franchise is lost. Dubas, they got to do something to be more competitive, because I'm not interested in a victory tour. I don't care how many cups they won. This is silly. Like, you know, you need to make some changes here. Just start with Jarry, to be honest. Thanks, Bob.
You make good points, Ryan. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I think it would have started if they had not signed Malkin and instead brought in Vincent Trocheck. We were just talking about that here at number one Cochrane Nissan Monrovia with some of the guys. He wanted to be here. He's a different type of player. He brings what Bunting sort of brings. And there are other guys now at free agency. The one thing Dubas will do, I think, is bring in different sorts of players who can bring a physical element to their game in the forecheck. They need more of that. And to your point, though, once they double down on bringing all these guys in, and, I mean, you roadblock yourself at some point into this. Now, you don't have many things you can trade in order to get what you need, and you're stuck with guys who are iconic players, don't get me wrong, and I appreciate Sidney Crosby more than anyone, what he is as a player and as a person in the community. And they're all good people, but, you know, you're asking them at an advanced age to do something that they haven't done in 8 years. And it's hard to do it. You need a lot more than what they have right now, and we'll see what they do in this offseason. But I think it'll start by bringing in some free agents who bring a little bit of that tenacity that they need, like Michael Bunting. You can tell me all you want that Jake Guentzel is an elite goal scorer. He is. But the cost he wanted, once they knew they couldn't meet it, he's not coming back here. He's a free agent right now. He'll probably end up with Vancouver. He could end up with, you know, San Jose. He could end up in Chicago playing with Bedard. But he won't end up here, and quite frankly, they don't need another one. They need a different sort of player who still has the ability to score 25 goals but can do it in a different way. Let's go out to Harry in Westview. Harry, welcome. What's up?
Hi, Pomp. Hey, you know, I work with a guy that worries all the time, so I looked up on the internet what the heck worrying is. And it's trying to predict the future and an outcome that you have no control over whatsoever. And I tried to tell it to this guy, and it actually says it's a stupid way to be, to
it
worry
is.
About stuff.
It is worrying. And I know that from a health point of view. Believe me, I've had my share of it. I know a lot of people out there have. You start getting your mind in a worry area, that's bad. Because you do not know what really it has. You can't think that way. And if you think that way, I mentioned this young lady, Abby Huback, who we honored last night. Abby was gone through years of chemotherapy and just with a just terrible blood cancer, but she never changed her optimism, her perseverance. She thought she could beat it. She willed herself, I think, to do it in many ways because she didn't worry about the inevitability that she may die from this disease, you know. And you have to have
that. Very brave lady. She's a very brave lady, too, strong. Also, let's apply this to the Pittsburgh Pirates, who ever since the Archer trade worries about making the big move all the time or spending the big money. They'd be rather stick in the current worrying of watching these outfielders, what's his name, Swinski, in the outfield, who can't even strikes out every other time. And when they move Connor Joe to play first, that just creates another hole in their lineup, you know, to replace Tellez.
Mm-hmm.
They got to make a move and spend some money. It's time.
Well, either that or spend some draft picks, whatever you have, blue chippers on your prospect list that you can trade. Anything you can do to acquire. Yep. Thanks, Harry. I got to move on. One more call before we go, and that's Richard in the South Side. Richard, welcome in.
Hi,
what's
Bob.
Up?
Thanks for taking my call. Mm-hmm. Hey, I have watched the Pirates this year, and to me, they look soft. I mean, their offensive players have zero muscle. Key Brian Hayes looks like he's never lifted a weight in his life, let alone Jared Triolo. You look at the teams that are successful, the Yankees and the Dodgers, those guys are jacked. And when the Pirates, especially when they wear those City Connect uniforms, they look like they're like swimming in the jerseys.
Well, Richard, I would tell you, if you saw them in person, you'd have a different outcome. They may not be as bulky, but they're all in really good shape, well-defined. And I don't know that you have to be bulky to hit more home runs or provide power. You have to be more aware of the strike zone. You have to be understanding of hitting, you know, in situational areas, which they haven't done very well. And they swing at things. They, you know, they fall behind in the counts way too often. And when they do, they're at the pitcher's mercy, and they don't know how to dig themselves out of that, generally speaking. I don't think it has anything to do with bulk. But they do need help. You're right. I mean, when you have three home runs from Hayes, you have Connor Joe playing first. Tellez hasn't hit much power at all. Sawinski has not done it. They don't get it from behind the plate. These are four positions you're getting absolutely no punch. And if Gonzalez is your leading RBI guy, I mean, terrific job he's done. But he can't be your leading RBI guy since he's been up here. Good to see Reynolds has gotten it together.
I think Hayes, to me, needs to hit the weight room immediately. Because he's got no upper body. He's got a big upper – that lower body. He's got no upper body.
Hey, listen, even if he doesn't hit home runs, just get gap-to-gap driving runs like he did at the end of last year. We got to go for a break. We will take it. And, in fact, we're done with the show. What am I saying? But I want to thank all the people out here at Number One Cochran Nissan Monroeville. They'll be here throughout the course of the day. Take advantage of 650 new Nissans plus another 150 pre-owned. It's Number One Cochran's red, white, and new celebration. You select vehicles that are marked with special tags indicating savings up to $1,000 on their already reduced prices. And remember, though, these savings only available. You got to visit them in store now through July the 6th. Great deals going on right here at Number One Cochran Nissan Monroeville, as well as all of their 50 dealership locations, 19 different brands under the Number One Cochran umbrella. That's going to do it. Thank you for Thomas Catanzarite. Remember that name, and remember Joel Nelson, because Joel's always doing these updates. He does a great job with them. I appreciate you guys, and thank you all for calling here today. I want to remind you before we go, they got some business to take care of as soon as I could find it, and that would be the weather forecast because, well, actually, do you need one? Yeah, we have to give one. It's brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. 2024 Silverado LT crew cabs up to $7,500 in rebates. Full terms and qualifications at sunchevy.com. So you look outside, you see what it is. It's hot. It's going to be 94 degrees. So that means SPF. That means a lot of water. That means, you know, if you're playing golf or something outdoors, you know, make sure you just understand what you're dealing with. Tonight, mostly clear, low of 76. That is your weather forecast, and we're going to get some rain maybe tomorrow, which means things should change, and maybe there's a little bit of a cool down if you consider 83 degrees to be a cool down. That's going to do it for me. Up next, it's Matt Cole, followed by Dan Zangrilli with the leadoff show, and then it's the Pirates and Rays in game two of their series. Jared Jones on the mound trying to win today after the Rays won last night 10-3. That's going to do it. I'm Bob Pompeiani, thanking everyone here at Number One Cochran Nissan. We'll see you next week, same time, same station, right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The